As you can see, or I mean, as you can hear, my voice is still not completely back. And I think once that I move away from this subject, I think my voice will come back.
Amen.
I don't know. I remember 2 or 3 years ago when I was talking about pagan Babylon. Same thing happened. Coincidence, it could be. Anyway, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. I want to call your attention to, I even put in yellow, you know, to highlight the falling away, the son of sin, I mean, the man of sin, the son of perdition. And the Bible have a long list to identify this power. It calls it the beast. It calls also the Antichrist. It calls it a moment of a blasphemer, someone who has a big mouth who claims to be God, and someone who calls himself Abba. And some of you, as English-speaking person, do not know when you say Pope, actually you're saying Abba. That's what Pope means. So every single time that you use that name, you are participating on a blasphemy. That is a hard start, isn't it, for the message? But if you don't wake up, brothers and sisters, my hope is that we talk and you wake up and you stop being part of the herd. Stop being puppets, because that's basically what this power is doing. Manipulating the whole world, even people among the elect. Sometimes we talk like we have no idea what we're talking about, but he does. So please be aware that during this message, we will be very, very specific. We have no intention to hurt anybody's feelings. We are not here to talk, to attack any individual, but we are talking about a system that the Bible has warned us is evil. It gets the power from the dragon, and the intent of the dragon is always to destroy. In your bulletin, if you had the privilege to have one, I noticed that probably some of you will not know. There is two symbols there, a symbol, a seal, and also the mark. Right there in the bulletin, you probably have a glass to notice, but we put there very, very clearly located there. So please check, because that was intentional. As you can see in the picture, that's the seal of God and the seal of the beast, the Antichrist. Listen, please listen. Please listen. The whole message, the entire conclusion of the whole message is worship Abba, the creator, or worship Abaddon, the destroyer. The beast is just represents the dragon. It's just a disguise. All is about the dragon. It's all about Abba or Abaddon. Everything else is just a disguise. So wake up, or either you are at Abba's side or you are Abaddon's side. To those of you who do not know what Abba means Father, the Creator. The only reason he has this title is because he's the Creator. So why would the dragon adopt the title Abaddon? Those of you who do not know, Don means destruction. Abaddon means the Father of Destruction. Jesus Christ, talking about him, says, he is the murderer from the beginning. He is a liar. He is the one who is complete opposite of what the truth is. So what is truth? Truth is. What is not truth? Lie. What is not? The absence of what is becomes nothing. That's why Abba is, Abaddon is not. It's just an illusion. Many people embrace an illusion and they think that they have something. A person who deals constantly with nothing becomes what? A person constantly dedicated to nothing. Concentrated nothing. Work for nothing. What do they become? Nothing. And I used to talk to the children, I used to say to them, the young people here in the church, I says, do you know why nobody can hear you? Because you're somebody. If you want nobody to listen to you, become nobody and nobody will pay attention to you. So that's the same thing in theology. If you want to be somebody, pay attention to somebody. Pay attention to the one who is, not the one who is not. All right? Let's continue. The source of his power in the Bible is very specific. The dragon, Abaddon, gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. To do what? To destroy. That's what is the authority. The destroyer gives authority, power to destroy. Donating Rome to the bishop. And notice that I don't say donating the Rome to the Pope, because there is no Pope. There is a bishop, a Bishop Rome. Pope is only the one who is in heaven. That's the only one. Now, some of you may be familiar with this picture. Who is this lady holding the cup? Babylon. The corrupted church. The harlot. The one who has given herself to all the governors of the world in order to acquire power. And she has a cup. And that is the blood of the innocent that she has in her hand. And believe me, the bishop, this is the original quotation, says that. But I immediately cover because that's not supposed. The quotation says, the bishop filled the place of the vacant emperors of Rome, inheriting their power, prestige, and tithes from paganism. We need to understand this very clearly from the beginning. Every time that you hold hands with evil, evil becomes part of you. Don't get too close, don't get attached, don't pay attention, don't spend your energy with evil, because that's what you contemplate, you become. Don't pay too much attention to it, because that's where you come. Young people, when sometimes you have your video games, and you shoot here, you shoot there, you shoot there, you keep shooting, and in your body start developing this adrenaline and everything else. And your brain is being prepared to shoot. Why so many people are shooting other people just for the sake of it? Because they get bored with shooting unreal things. They want a really good feeling about a rush of adrenaline, let me shoot a real human being. People are being desensitized to become destroyers. The Roman Church, the Catholic Church, tried to make the pagan Christians. And so they brought all the pagans. And you know what happens? When the pagans come in, they bring with them what? When the pagans come in, what they bring with them? Paganism. Instead of the church to work to remove the paganism from them and convert them, they brought them and says, oh, come the way you are. Jesus Christ is so good. Are you heard this before? We hear this in the church today. Oh no, let them come in. Don't take time to correct. And pastors, sometimes when we take the courage to reprimand a member because a not so good behavior, Sometimes people say, oh, I don't want to go to that church. That pastor is too extremist. He is telling us what the way we're supposed to be. Brothers and sisters, I'm accountable to God. I am. If I don't speak to you today, I will speak to him in judgment. And believe me, I want him as a friend, not as a judge. So I'm do my part and you do yours. So what happens to the pagan? The church decided to reverse the role. They tried to make the pagans come into Christianity, but by doing so, they turned Christianity into paganism. How many of you who here know what the word antichrist means? Anti means what? Against. Now, one of the greatest deceptions ever of this whole movement is that they go around the world saying they are the birth of Christianity. They are the mother of Christianity. It is even blasphemy to call a pagan a Christian, because Christ cannot be part. You know, Christ cannot be darkness and light at the same time, good and evil at the same time. And the church says, no, it is possible. We have done it. We are Christians. Now, those that call themselves Christian doesn't mean that they are Christians. What is a Christian? In your mind, what is a Christian? The one who walks like Christ. The one who talks like Christ. The one who loves God like Christ. The one who changes not. So how can somebody say that they are Christians, the mother of Christianity, when they are antichrist? Everything that they teach is, and by the way, I say this with authority. I was there. I was there not just to going through the mass on Sunday. I study. I memorize everything. By 10 years of age, I knew all the Hail Marys that I could afford. I used to pray the rosary every single day. This is awkward for a kid. You know, when you're a kid, all you want is to play, not pray. But every single day, I had a rosary, and I would not play until I finished that rosary. 53 Hail Marys and 5 or 6 Our Father. And I did this over and over again. And I thought I was doing the right thing. God Almighty saw me, and he knew that I meant well. And eventually he pulled me out. And I'm here today because of that. So brothers and sisters, we should not give up on people just because where they go to church. But what is wrong is wrong. And no matter if you dress a wolf with a sheepskin, it doesn't matter, it's still a wolf. Pagan Rome gave its power and its paganism to the Roman Church. Compromise is simply changing the question to fill the answer. Compromise is not the answer. Compromise is simply change the question to fit the answer. And also, compromise is, give me a second here, I'm going too fast. Compromise simply change the church to fit the world. Many people, today is happening to the Seventh-day Adventist church too. We have realized that people are, things are coming in because we want to be politically correct. We are more concerned about pleasing the world than to pleasing the creator of the world. And I'm not saying this with the intent to criticize, but for us as a warning, please don't be naive. Don't give in. Blasphemies, the name of God. The sin of blasphemy. And he was given a mouth, a big one. That's my version. And he was given a mouth, is speaking great things and blasphemy. Revelation 13, verse 5, part of it, the first part. And then it says, and don't address anyone here on earth. By the way, this is one of the commandments in the Bible that many Christians do not pay attention to. I contacted a pastor, a very well-known pastor, a Seventh-day Adventist pastor, and I, in a very kind way, I addressed that individual. He knows me, I know him, and I said, have you noticed that throughout all your ministry, you're using Pope this, Pope that, Pope, you're Poping everywhere? And I said, look, are you aware that the Bible tells us not to do so? And because you have a very, you know, huge audience, if in a very kind way you introduce this, you'll be able to transform a lot of Seventh-day Adventists that they do because they do not know. And he says, oh, you know, when we talk to the public, we have to talk the way they understand. I did my part. And then says, on earth, don't call them Father, for only God in heaven is your Father. My children call me Papai. Papai means Father. That's what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about, don't call anyone on earth your spiritual father. Because your spiritual father, there is only one. You don't owe your salvation to anyone but the one up there. Nobody else. That's what Jesus Christ is talking about. Matthew 23, verse 9, New Living Translation. Please mark this in your Bible. The Jews answer him, saying, for a good work, we do not stone you. Because the Jewish people grabbed the stone, they were ready to kill Jesus because Jesus was forgiving, told a person, your sins are forgiven. And they said, you are committed blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins. How can you be a man, make yourself to be God? But don't be fooled, people. We rebel against God. Then before the Lord returns, the wicked one, the Antichrist, the man of sin, who is doomed to be destroyed, will appear. Why is Paul saying that this power is doomed to be destroyed? Anyone who wants to be part of destruction will end up being destroyed. That's the nature of the beast. All right? You play with fire. You play with fire. If you set the fire, and the Bible says clearly, he was all thrown in a lake of fire. He will brag and oppose everything holy and sacred. Why one large group of humans go to church on Friday? Why are the millions of people go to church on Sunday? What are they doing? They are keeping the Sabbath. Why? Why Muslims wants to go to church on Friday, not on the Sabbath? We don't want to be like the Jewish people. Oh, but why not Sunday? We don't want to do anything to do with those murders, those crusaders. You know, they are mean people. In the name of Christ, they are butchering our people. So Christ was not attractive to the Muslims either. So they have to make up their own religion. And around the 6th century, they start Islam. And look how much Islam has grown all over the place. Yes, a false prophet is everywhere. We hold upon this earth the place of God Almighty. Who do you think he said that? The bishop, Leo XIII. He said, we hold upon this earth the place of God Almighty. For there is no one God. There is only one God. There is only mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. It doesn't say here the man, Francis. It doesn't say the man, the bishop. It says clearly the man, Christ Jesus. And why it says the man? Because it says, is God come to take our own nature, take our own uniform in order to rescue us? 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. Please mark this in your Bible also. I have talked to Roman Catholics. Do you know that in Brazil, it was, I don't know if it's still, one of the largest Catholic countries in the world. There's more than one saint for each day of the year. Sometimes there you can have even two. What are the saints? What is the role of the saints in the Roman Church? Mediators. They are asking you to pray to that particular image. And why do you pray for that individual? That individual is replacing God. Now in the list, they had John Paul II is already in the list also. He's another mediator. Teresa, do you know the lady? Teresa? No, she is not a mother. The commandment, I knew, I was hoping you help us, brother. The commandment of Jesus, when do not call anybody a father, applies the same things, the same concept, mother also. You don't call somebody who is a mother because spiritually she is a mother of nobody. There is only one parent, and that is Abba. All right? Thank you, brother, for helping. You became a volunteer without knowing, huh? Seek where you will, through heaven and earth, and you will find but one created being who can forgive the sinner. If you talk about blasphemy, this is going beyond. And by the way, I know some of this I'm repeating because some of you were not here last week. That extraordinary being is the priest, the Catholic priest. The Catholic priest, pages 78 and 79. Continue by saying, God himself is obliged to abide by the judgment of his priest, and either not to pardon or to pardon. It continues by saying, accordingly, as they refuse or give absolution, the sentence of the priest precedes, look at this word, precedes, and God subscribes to it. Even God has to listen to the priest. The priest's decision is final. That's what it says in Dignity and Duties of the Priest, volume 12, page 2. This is, brothers and sisters, blasphemy. Who is the only mediator? Jesus. We do have a high priest. He is the only mediator between us and God Almighty. If we confess our sins to whom? To the priest? To the pastor? Please don't. And to whom? If I offend my brother, my sister, I have an obligation to go to that brother and sister and confess. But if I offend in God, I have to confess to God. He says he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I always say this to people. Do you want to be a saint? Even better than those saints that the bishop declares saints. If you want to be a real, for real saint, get on your knees, confess your sins, and God will make you a saint on the spot. Because a saint is all unrighteousness removed from you, you become a holy child of God. And that's all it takes, is to confess and to repent. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Opposes what is holy. He opposes everything that is holy. Why he opposes everything that is holy? Why do you think a liar does not like the truth? Because the truth eliminates the purpose and the existence of a lie. So as a matter of survival, the lie in order to pretend to live has to destroy what it may kill it. Make sense? People oppose what threatens them. And that's what it is. They oppose what is holy because they are unholy. When Satan try to establish himself as something, he must destroy the only thing that is, which is God. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and the law. I said this last week, I'm going to do it again. Who changed the Sabbath from to Sunday? Shall we intent? Thank God, shall we intent, but he can't. And that is the foolishness of evil. He's taking something that is nothing, he pretends to be something. That's the foolishness. Intent to change. So who changed the Sabbath from Sabbath to Sunday? No one. No one can ever change what God has established. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:14, everything that God has created is to be eternal. And that includes all of you, includes me. When God creates you, is to be eternal. Don't let anybody take that away from God. Then the saint shall be given to his hand for a time, times and a half a time, 1,260 years. And millions. Some estimate says that it was more than 150 million people were murdered by the Roman Church. Meaning, no other power has destroyed so many innocent lives like the one who is being glorified by every government in the world. And many people can call him Abba. Even death belongs to the church. Of course, that, by the way, that part, I agree. Death belongs to the destroyer. Yes, it does. Then there is no graver offense than heresy. There is no graver offense than heresy. Therefore, we declare that is teaching heresy must be cut off, must be killed. Public ecclesiastical law, this is a Roman document, volume 2, page 142. 666. What is this all about? 6 is a number of humans, because we were created in a 6th day. On the Ten Commandments, does anybody here remember what the Sixth Commandment says? Why the Sixth Commandment says, thou shalt not kill? Preserve human life. Yes. That's why Sixth Commandment is also human, about humans, and also humans was created in 6 days. That's why 666. Three powers, three human powers. Some people say, oh, this is the beast, and then the false beast, the image of the beast, and the false prophet. I believe so, that it's all three. But the number, vicar of the Son of God, it means this. What are the letters inscribed? By the way, this is a Catholic document, okay? What are the letters inscribed in the bishop? I changed, they said another word there, but I put bishop's crown. And what do they signify, if anything? This is our Sunday Visitor, a Catholic publication, April 18, 1915. If you go to Catholic pages right now, Vatican, they deny that this inscription even exists. They are lying their socks off. Because if you don't do a research, there's a big cover-up. Look what it says. The letters inscribed in the bishop's mitre, or whatever, are this, Vicarius Filii Dei, which is the Latin for vicar, son of God. In Roman 1, 5, 50, 100, and 500. Vicarius is 112, Filii 53, Dei 501, And the total is 666. Very clear. It is marked to enforce upon everyone. He calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark of their right in their right hand or in their foreheads. The hand is what? Is a symbol of our works, the things that we do. Forehead means what? The way we think. Okay? What do we think? We project with our hands. So they are connected. Whatever you think, you will do. Revelation 13, verse 16 and 17. And that no one may buy or sell except the one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name or all three. Someone here said the mark of the beast, the Sunday law, is coming. How many of you have heard that a Sunday law is coming? Let me shock you a little bit. It is here long already, for many decades, the law. Tomorrow, as you drive, all the business, most of the business are closed. Not only United States. Sometimes in even countries, there are not even, there is no even a large presence of a Roman Catholics. Why has anybody Muslim closed their business on Sunday? Why are Hindus closing their business on Sunday? The text in the Bible says, and the whole world wonder after the beast. It's everywhere. Sunday law is already here. The difference is how they enforce. They enforce in levels, little by little. First, they're going to enforce on the business. Because if they control the business, they control our business. There are some politicians already walking around saying that it's not good for us to work 40 hours a week. We should work only 32. You have no idea what they meant. The Bishop of Rome came to the United States, talked, and they already, John Paul wrote, and this Francis always also wrote a document about how important is Sunday for the family life. And they are, little by little, they are making changes, and we are not even noticing. I heard sometimes one person says, you put a frog in a pan, and you put a little bit of water, just little by little, warmer and warmer and warmer. They said, that frog will cook if you just go little by little. It will not move. Sometimes we are humans act just like the same way. When things are little by little, we tolerate. We tolerate. And we, by tolerating, we end up embracing and become just like the things that we despise. He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction. Fool those on their way to destruction. Where is everybody going? Either to eternal life or to destruction. Is it surprising that destroyer is guiding everybody to the slaughterhouse? Because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. There is truth, there is life. There is no truth, there is no life. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the fallen away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. So it's very important for us to know this. Who opposes and exalts himself about all that is called God, all, or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, God Almighty. What is the mark and what is the seal? A symbol of loyalty. Or either, and I like to say not only a symbol of loyalty, but a symbol of belonging. I don't wear rings, but some people do wear them, wedding bands. When you get married and you decide to wear a ring, what are you wearing that ring for? What is the declaration? What are you trying? What is the message that a person is sending when the person is wearing a ring? I belong. I'm not available to belong. I belong. When you come to the church today, you made a statement of belief. When you enter that door and sit here, you said, I belong. Amen. That's what you're doing here today. I belong. I hope that you will belong forever. Everybody, when they get married, they put a ring, they say, I belong for you forever. That is the commitment. And that is the importance. I belong. A symbol of loyalty. A symbol of ownership. And by the way, some people have a kind of nervous, they are nervous about the word submission, ownership. You know, you don't owe me. I'm your husband, I'm your wife, but you don't owe me. There's nothing wrong about owning. If you use the word in a proper sense, you own your wife, she owns you. You are part of the same thing. Don't be afraid of the word submission, because submission is a gift for the one who loves. Our world despises those words because our world is rebellious. Our world loves the word independence. If you take a second to analyze the word independence, it's one of the biggest lies ever. There is nothing in the world independent. Nothing. Even God Almighty decided to make himself dependent on his creation. Independence is a lie. It's a deceptive thing that make people arrogant, feel like they own something. But we all belong. We all belong. Or either to destruction or to eternal life. We all belong. Loyalty to God or loyalty to the evil one. You all know, are you familiar with this picture, right? In Babylon, Daniel was falsely accused. And because he was falsely accused, he was put to become food for the lions. Let's feed the cats. And he became cat food. So he was thrown there. And they thought that this was it. We eliminate the goody-goody one here among us. And what happens? Because he is loyal to God, the lions did not dare to mess with a big lion called Daniel. Loyalty is not determined by circumstances, but a godly character. If you have the courage to belong, then you really belong. But those that do not have the courage to stand up for what is right, when it comes the time when things shaking up comes, they are the first ones to become part of the herd. Yes, 666. Why here again? Because they get used to the system, they embracing the system. Is it possible for somebody to have their name in a Seventh-day Adventist church and still have 666 in their heads? Let me repeat. Is it possible for somebody who holds a membership in a Seventh-day Adventist church to have a 666 in their mind? A way of thinking is that mark. If you think like them, you are one of them. And by the way, for you to think like them, you don't need out of 10, have only 5 points that you agree with them. If you have 1 point that you agree with them, you eliminate the importance of all the others. Just like the commandments, a symbol of loyalty. Here is the patience of us. Oh, it says us. Here is the patience of us who insist in keeping the commandments of God instead of the commandments of man. And we do have the faith of Jesus, so we are not antichrist. We actually are attractive to the way Christ is. We want to be like him. That's what it means to have the faith of Jesus. Jesus says, the Father and I are one. Same thing. There's no two ways. If you have the faith of Jesus, you need to be like Jesus. You cannot go to church on Sunday and claim to be like Jesus. Because in Luke says clearly, 4:16, as his custom was, he went to church every Abba's day. In Acts 17, talk about the disciples. Luke said, and the disciples went to the synagogue every Sabbath as their custom was. You know what is a custom? A custom is what you do when you belong. When you belong, you get used to that. Revelation 14:12. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth and the sea. Why not? Because I need to put a sign to those that belongs to me. And those that belongs to me are off limits from the destroyer. Abba saying, I want to mark, I want to seal those that belongs to me. And Satan, hands off. Those are not yours. We have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. I want you to know one thing. If you want to have the seal of God, stop thinking about the Sabbath only on Friday. Let me repeat this because this is vital. If you want really to have the seal of God, start thinking about the next Sabbath on sunset today. That's when you know that you have the seal of God. When all that you think about is God. All that you think about is how do I do to be in his presence. When you are so anxious to be in his presence that nothing else will distract you from your Abba. Amen. Then you know that you have the seal of God. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. I like the my disciples. The ones who follow Isaiah 8 verse 16. Between two signs. Name, title, territory. We know all this. We as a seven Adventist, we heard this many times. A seal says who owns what property, who is in charge, the government. You know those things. Here's the symbol of the United States. Right now, we don't know who owns the United States anyway. When you owe so much money the way we do. You know, if you look in the Bible, there's a text that says that the borrower is a slave of the lender. So we don't know anybody who owns the United States. And I'm not saying this in the criticism. I say this, I'm extremely worried. Because the nation that's supposed to lift up what is good is being controlled by a dragon. Literally. Do you know what I mean by controlled by a dragon? I'm not talking about just Satan. I talk in the East, a dragon that is buying our farmers, I mean our farms. They are providing every single thing that we do. The shoes made in China. Made in China. I guess the only one who was not made in China is me. We all laugh. But the dragon is buying, is acquiring. Do you know what happens once that you own everything? You rule everything. We are playing with fire as a nation. Many people here may say, Pastor, it's so delightful when Mr. President, in order to win another election, will send you a check, $1,400, maybe $600. Oh, we like to get, who doesn't like a free money? But is it free? When you take from Caesar and give to somebody else, you're taking and you have to put back. Our nation is in debt. Our nation is being bought. Our nation is being controlled by outside forces. Forces that do not have the principles that we're supposed to have as a nation. We are being stamped with somebody else's master rules. Seal of the President of the United States. Who is the President anyway? Does anybody know who is the President? Biden. Who is the President of our country? Biden. I better stop here. Territory USA. By the way, this graphic, part of it was made by somebody else, another Seventh-day Adventist. They actually had in that corner the word Saturday. I decided, no, that's not correct. So I took the word Saturday out of there and I put the word supposed to be there. Amen. Sabbath, okay? And so I have no problem calling the first day Sunday, Monday. You know, I know that each one is dedicated to some kind of a celestial thing. No problem. But I do have problem when I take Abba out of the Sabbath and I put Saturn instead. That is sin. That is blasphemy. So I don't do that. Sabbath, the seventh, the mark of the beast, the seal of God, which one? Remember, you don't need to go to church on Sunday to be part of the beast. All you have to do is stop to come to church on the Sabbath. You are part of the beast. Ouch. Amen. Should I have said that? That's what it is, brothers and sisters. You take here, we take somewhere, but I hope you hear from me first. I don't want it to be in a judgment day and oops, no oops. Amen. That is too much. That will be a very hard oops to hear. God's seal is complete. Many people, many Seventh-day Adventists, and I know you heard this so many times, I hope I'm not tiring you with it, but many Seventh-day Adventists, scholars, theologians, they deal with this Sabbath issue and they don't see Abba right in the middle of the word Sabbath. When I mentioned this to you before, we had a meeting from all the pastors in the Pine Springs Ranch, and we have many pastors from this conference and other. And one individual spoke, a scholar came to speak about the Sabbath. And as he was speaking everything else, I gave him a little note. And there was a little break. I put it in a note. And I put the word Sabbath. And I made a circle over the word Abba. And I just handed it to him. He was gracious enough to say, who sent me this note? I did. I have no idea what. And then he says, I have been speaking about the Sabbath for so many audiences, and I have never seen the Sabbath in the middle of the word Sabbath. It's so there, and we don't see sometimes. Remember the Abba's day, to keep it holy. Why is the commandment asking us to keep it holy? Because it is holy, period. It doesn't matter if you keep or not, it will still be holy. But if you decide to keep it holy, holiness comes to you. Amen. And you become holy because you be in the presence of the Holy One. What did God say to Moses? Take off your sandals. Why? Because the ground where you step in is holy. And if you step on holy ground, if you don't become holy, you better get out of there. So this is what the Sabbath is. God every week reminding you, be holy as your Father is holy. In Leviticus chapter 19, you see the invitation for us to be as holy as God is. 6 days you shall do all your stuff. And by the way, what do we call last night? What did we call last night? I know you guys are too awake for me to trick you. Satan has convinced Seventh-day Adventists that Friday night is not Sabbath. It's just Friday night. It is shocking sometimes that it is 10 minutes to sunset and some good old Seventh-day Adventists are still shopping. Because in their mind, it's Friday night. They keep telling themselves, Friday night, Friday night, Friday night. So they don't see that it's not Friday night. It is Sabbath. It is Sabbath. How much do I have to take from the Sabbath to make it completely unholy? If I take 1 inch of the Sabbath, 1 second of the Sabbath, I am already robbing God. But the seventh day is the Sabbath. Not the first, not the sixth, the seventh day of the Lord your God. For in six days the Lord made heavens and the earth and you also, all that is in them. But in the seventh he rested. Means rested, not means that he was tired. Means that he stopped to enjoy his creation. That's what a rest means. A sense of complete. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. What does the word blessed mean? Wow, is that late already? Okay, what is the word blessed means? To make it a celebration, to make it happy. You know the Beatitudes, they said, happy is, blessed means he made the Sabbath happy. So don't go home with your long faces. Oh, when is the sunset? Oh. Is it sunset yet, Mom? Mom, what time is going to be sunset? For many people, it's a torture. Sabbath is a torture. And hallowed. Yes. Seal of God, the name Lord thy God, the title Creator, the territory, heaven and earth, and you and everything else in it. That's what it is. I'm almost done, okay? Hallow my Sabbaths. And they will be a sign that you belong to me. If you embrace the Sabbath, there will be a sign that you belong to me, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. Amen. Ezekiel 20:20. Very easy. Ezekiel 20:20, you know? 20:20 vision. There is the Sabbath. There's in the calendar. By the way, some of you know here, I think Sister Zinka, in your country, do they already have a switch, right? Is in your country, they already have the Sunday as the seventh day in the calendars? There are many calendars already, they are introducing, they are pushing to have a Sunday as the seventh day. And I know other languages that people also have switched. So in their calendars, they are no longer have. In many Bibles, they are no longer capitalizing the word Sabbath. Many Bible versions, and some Bible versions that I read in Spanish and Italian and French, no longer call the word Sabbath. They are putting the word descanso, rest, instead of the word Sabbath. They are turning to an adjective instead of a noun. So to make sure that anything can be a Sabbath. They are doing with the Bible, they are doing with your mind, they are doing everywhere. Wake up, folks. Wake up. It's not good to sleep during the sermon anyway. All right. Sunday is our mark of authority. This is the church, the Roman church is speaking. The church is above the Bible. Take your phones and take a picture of this. And this transference of the Sabbath observance is proof of that fact. Catholic record, September 1, 1923. It continues by saying, the Bible says, remember that thou keep holy the Sabbath day. The Catholic Church says, no. Priest and president of a Redemptorist College. What a folk. By my divine power, look at this, I abolish the Sabbath day. The Bible says God changes not, but he decided that he has. And command you to keep holy the first day of the week. The same priest. By the way, I put priest in parentheses there because in the original it says father. So I remove that title. Okay, just for you to know, I put priest on my own there because I'm not going to call him father. And lo, the entire civilized world bows down in reverence, obedience to the commandment of the Holy Catholic Church. Same individual. The whole world. Are you a Protestant?
Amen. No.
Are you a Protestant?
No.
Are you a Protestant?
No.
A Protestant is a Catholic, a separated Catholic. If you look, the Vatican II document, it says every Protestant is a separated brother. Why are they separated brother? Because the Bible says they are daughters of Babylon. So don't associate yourself. I'm not a Protestant. I'm a believer, a Bible believer. I am a Christian because I love Christ and I follow Christ. The reason why I belong to this church is because Christ owns this church.
Amen.
But if it was Rome who owned this church, then my loyalty would be with Rome. And if this church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, ever turns their back to this book, I will follow the book. Amen. And if the book becomes twisted and manipulated, I'll follow the Almighty One. Nothing else. That is where my loyalty is. Now, some of you may be familiar. The symbol there in the corner is the symbol of the sun. The priests for many generations, I remember that time, they used to make a little moon, a sun on their hair. They used to shave. They don't do that anymore, but they used to. A symbol of loyalty to the sun. The Catholic has never denied its loyalty to the sun. Not the S-O-N. A different kind of sun. R-E-S-U-N. Religious supremacy. What do you see in this picture? He's speaking on the most, one of the most important floor of the United States, maybe even the world. Who is standing behind him?
Biden.
A Catholic president. This was when he was a vice president. I mean, this was not recently. This is when the Bishop of Rome came. But he is a Catholic. And you see him pictured on the web with him with ashes on his forehead. You know, it says that we should put the name of God in our forehead. And here come the Catholic put ashes. You know what ashes is a symbol of? Destruction. Ashes to ashes, isn't that what it says?
Yeah.
Dust to dust, religious supremacy. Everybody there is standing and applauding. Every person must choose, and better choose today. Here is this Revelation warning and God's law. In Revelation it says, do not worship the beast. The commandment says, do not have any other gods before me. Look how Revelation goes with all four commandments of the law. Do not worship the image of the beast. Do not make any image to worship. Do not receive the name of the beast. Do not take the name of God in vain. In other words, don't call the beast Abba, because only there is only one Abba. Do not honor the beast's day, Sunday. Remember the Abba's day, the Sabbath, to keep it holy. Here is a contrast between Revelation and the law of God. And some people think that the law of God is not in the New Testament, it's only in the Old Testament. Very vivid, very clear. Please take a picture and analyze it. It shall be a sign to you on your hand as a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's law may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. In other words, for us, it was the strong hand that God brought us out of paganism into his church. That is slavery. There's nothing slavery worse than paganism. Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between you, me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. Nothing else can make you holy. If a priest comes in, pour some water in your head and do this, and this, you are is not holy at all. You can only be holy when you have the Holy God in your heart, when the Holy Spirit is in you. Because whatever Abba is, holiness is there as well. Very easy to remember. Exodus 31:13. Reverse there. It is the same one. Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between them and me, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. Ezekiel 20, verse 12. Be patient, brother. Folks, we are almost there. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who had the victory over the beast, over his image. Revelation 15, 2. Over his mark and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Revelation 15, verse 2. And in conclusion, my brothers and sisters, make time. What is time? Does time exist for God? Time does not exist for God. Time only exists for us. Everything that is created is bound by time. Make time. Take time. For what? For the Sabbath, because it matters. It does matter. Make Sabbath, make time for the Sabbath, because it matters. Make time for Abba, because it matters. Remember, who do you belong to? And those who haven't worshipped the beast or its image, who hadn't received the mark on their foreheads, talk about you and I, they came to life and rule with Christ for 1,000 years. Revelation. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of the prophecy written in this book. And finally, I say this to you, brothers and sisters. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, our beloved Abba, be with you as his holy people. May God bless you, and make sure that you make a commitment. When does the next Sabbath start? Today at sunset. When the next Sabbath starts? Today at sunset. Because your mind has to be always connected to the one who you belong to. Be connected with Abba. Abba loves you. Let's we stand, please, and sing together. Jesus paid it all. Abba paid it all.